A record number, more than 16,000, turned out to vote in the six-candidate race. Robinson, who's leaving the commission after two terms, got a plurality of the vote at 34%. He'll meet City Councilman Brian Spencer in the runoff.
We're out there trying to consolidate people who voted for other candidates that are no longer in the race. We all believe that there'll be significantly more voters that come to the polls for the gubernatorial race. The last two gubernatorial cycles in November have been at 20,500. We expect to see more than that.
The run for mayor in many ways is different from a campaign for county commission. But on the other hand, says Robinson, some areas can be strikingly the same.
The difference has been the challenge with really the two-layer race part of it and moving forward. That's a little bit different from us, the whole nonpartisan setup. But it all works out pretty well. We feel like the message we've got is the one that will actually move our community forward. So it's just trying to get that message out there and get to as many citizens as possible.
The Robinson campaign's mantra since it began about a year ago, after Mayor Ashton Hayward announced he would not seek a third term, has centered around three verbs: participate, collaborate, and advocate.
The idea of a strong mayor is the executive. The executive is supposed to execute. What you want is somebody who will figure out ways to take action. The action they need to take is with the citizens. They got to engage the citizens, collaborate with the citizens and the city council, and then they've got to go advocate those things to make them happen.
One of the major issues in the mayor's race from day one has been economic development. Robinson cites the Navy Federal Credit Union expansion and the opening of ST Engineering as examples of the progress made over the past few years. But he adds that much more remains on the to-do list.
I think the sky's the limit on what we do. We've just got to be out there participating in a wide variety of different things. And then what we've got to be doing is working with our local businesses. We've got to be doing a better job of making sure that our local citizens participate, not just one segment of our community.
Robinson concedes that Pensacola, population 58,000, is relatively small. But he adds that its mayor has the ability to be the executive for an entire region, not just the 320,000 in Escambia County, but the 450,000 in the Metropolitan Statistical Area, or MSA.
But I think the opportunity that executive has really has the ability to lift up the entire MSA. And if you don't elect somebody that really has the vision to pull up the entire MSA, then we're missing opportunities. That's where we think the connectivity is. Whoever in that mayor's seat needs to be working, not only with the Escambia County Commission, Santa Rosa, Milton, Gulf Breeze, all these communities.
Robinson has picked up a couple of high-profile endorsements over the past 2 weeks from former mayoral candidate Drew Buchanan and from Sherry Myers, who ran unopposed for another term on the District 2 seat on the Pensacola City Council. In making her choice for endorsement, Myers says she went with her perception of experience.
While I feel that I have a good relationship with Mr. Spencer, I do feel that Grover is the more qualified, and I think that he has demonstrated that he cares about all of the neighborhoods in his district at the commission level.
If elected, Grover Robinson says he'll work on a number of issues left over from the Ashton Hayward administration. The first on that list appears to be patching up the relationship between the mayor's office and city council.
One of the challenges I think that has happened in the current administration that has failed to allow us to capitalize on what we need to as a community, we would change that overnight. We would begin to actively participate with the council, begin to engage the council, let the council engage with staff. Then the other big issue we do is we get out there and engage with citizens.
In our next installment, we'll chat with the other candidate in the mayor's race, City Councilman Brian Spencer. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.